We are learning now Daf Chav Ches, and we are starting from the Mishnah on top of Daf Chav Ches. We are now going to be discussing about something called a Cherim. There's two types of Cherims. One Cherim goes to the Kayin. You say a certain item is a Cherim on that. That goes to the Kayin. And a different type of Cherim that goes to Beit HaGabayis. And as a Mechalikas in the Gemara, if it's a Stam Cherim, which one it is, it's a Mechalikas in the Mishnah. But that's definitely clear. If you say, I want to make something into a Cherme Kahanim, it goes to the Kahanim. If I want to make something into a Cherme Bedek Abayis, it goes to Bedek Abayis. And our Mishnah is talking about all Charamim. Zok the Mishnah. Machrim Adam Mitzoynoi. A person could make from his animals, his smaller animals, Mabakra, his bigger cattle, he can make a Cherim of them. Umavodov Mishavchasa Kananim. His servants, non-Jewish servants, also he can make a cherim on them, because all those things are worth money. He could do his on his field, he can make a cherim. Vim hechrim es kulam. If he makes a cherim on all his possessions, eino mecharamim. The Gemara will elaborate on that. It's not mecharamim. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Omar Allah Zemar Azariah. Ma'im legevaya madach, to give all your money to Hekdesh, to Hashem. Ain't Adam Rishoyi. You're not allowed to do that. Lach gon lachasav. You're not allowed to give all your possessions away. Alachas kama kama shi odam chasav lachasav. Of course, when it comes to your own material stuff, you should be very careful and not to waste all your money. So the Gemara, Nahan Amili. How do we know this halacha about Cherim? The Tanu Rabbanan, the Braisa. Mikol Ashaloi. The Pasuk says, Ach kol Cherim ashe yocharam. Ish Lashem Mekol Ashaloi Mi Adam U Behema U Mistech Uzasoi Loi Mach Loi Egal. So it says Mekol Ashaloi. It says Mi Adam Behema and Steach Uzasoi. That's in the pasuk. Four different things. The Torah Bana Mekol Ashaloi Veloi Kol Asheraloi. That's the Mekol Ashaloi. Part of your stuff, not everything you have. Mi Adam Loi Kol Adam. From your people, from your avadim, not all your avadim. Mi Behema Loi Kol Behema, not all your behemas. Mistachuz of Loy Kol Stachuz, not all your sadas. Yachol lo yachrim, then ichrim yachrim. Maybe you're not allowed to do all your behemoths or all your adam, all your sadachuz. But if you do it, it works. Tamalay ma'ach. Ma'ach is a me, it says it does not work. Tibi Rabbi Eliezer. Omer lazim Azariah, ma'am le gavaya, inan the mashoy la hachrim kon le chosov, madach fe hektish, you're not allowed to give all your chosov away. Alachas kama kama, she adam chas al nechosov. Of course, you see here, on your chasam to be careful not to throw it away. V'tzricha. And we have to tell you, all these things, Adam, Behema, Mekol Ashaloi teaches Metatlim, you have to teach us all these assurances in the Pasuk. Dikosev Rachmana Mekol Ashaloi, if the Pasuk only says Mekol Ashaloi, which means all your possessions, have Amina called the Isloi Lachrim. You shouldn't give away all your possessions. I have a min echol the chavakula, but one min, I could make a complete min, a complete type of category. I can make it all chayrim. So the Gemara calls Rachmana me Adam. It says me Adam, loy kol Adam. Only part of your avadim you give away, not all of them. Because Rachmana me Adam, you would think, okay, I can't give away all my shvachos, all my avadim. Why? You need avadim to help you do work. You need something. Aval sada, sagilev the student. You would think a sada, you don't have to own a field. You could lease someone's field. It's called the aris. I could lease someone's field and work on it and make a third or half. There's a way you could take someone else's field. You don't need your own field, so you don't have to. You give away all your fields. So k'mash v'lah, no a sada v'yashvin and sada meshum nechiyusa. At least a field is your livelihood. This is a different Gersa in the Gemara, but I'm reading this new Gersa in the Gemara. V'yashminon sadam shenachiyusas, your livelihood. Adam sagilei v'shama v'alma. It's enough with a regular shamash, a kahara shamash, I don't need an eved. Okay. V'yashmin hani tarati, go back to our Gersa in the Gemara we have. V'yashmin hani tarati mishum d'hacha chiyusa v'achiyusa. If he told you, sada and adam, that I can't give away the entire, all my avadim and all my chaya, all my behemoths, I would say I understand. I mean, all my field, not all famous. If all my fields and all my avodim, I understand, because they both have to do with my livelihood. That's why I can't give them both away. I can't give away my entire, all my avodim, and I can't give away all my sadais, because I need it for livelihoods. I'm a tatlim, but you think with tatlim, lech around kula. I could be machrim all my metaltim. What any metaltim? You know, I don't mamish need them. So maybe I could be machrim all them. You know, all my utensils and all those things. It's, therefore, the tzrichi in the old makar shalai tells us you have a din. Even everything you own, it can't be the entire thing. Tzrichi, you need all three of those pesukim. The only thing we didn't explain yet is why do you need behema? Why do the teachers that behema? I can't give the whole behema, all my behemas away. Behema lovely. Dr. Gemara, look at the Tanya. Look at the Tanya, because behema is really including metaltim. You said you're not going to give away all metaltim, so you can't give away all behema. So what do you need the pasuk behema for? So Gemara, look at the Tanya, for this brisa. Yochel yachrim adam benoy ubitoy. Maybe a person give away his son or daughter. Avadiv shivcha se'er ivrim. He give away his eved or shivcha, that are Jewish, eved and Jewish shivcha. V'sod mekanasa. Maybe give away his soda that he bought. Tamalim behema. Therefore, the pasuk says behema. Ma behema yesho yishus l'mayichroi. He has yishus to sell it. Av kol yesho yishus l'mayichroi. The other things, you can't sell your eved ivri, and you can't sell your son or daughter, and you can't. And you sell the meknasa, you can't sell forever because you don't really own it. You can sell your bite ketana. We know you're allowed to sell your own daughter until she's a naira. You're allowed to sell her for amar of ria. So yachi yachimano. So tamleimar. The most cash is tamleimar behema ma behema yeshlo rishus lemeicher la'olam of kosh rishus lemeicher la'olam. That's what he says behema that. Behema is darshan, you have to sell like a sell forever. And if bita katana, I cannot sell forever, only until she's a naira, and therefore the mindset of behema tells us these drashas that teach us this drasha that you can't sell all your possessions. You can't sell all your possessions, and then the behema is teaching us that you can't sell your benoy ubitoy or your amma and everivri and your amma avriya, and you sell the meknasa. Look at the Gemara Vayta. Omer Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Im legavoya edem mishoyi. If you can't do this legavoya, of course you can't do it for yourself either. You can't give away your own money either. Look at the Gemara. What is he adding on? Hainu Tanakama. What did he add on exactly to the Tanakama? So the Gemara Yikub and Nayo Rav Ila. The Omer Rav Ila. V'usha eskinu. The Mesakin Usha. Hamevazvez. Someone who gives away tzedakah. Al yevazvez. Yosef Mechayim. Shouldn't give away. Or if a mitzvah. Pashas means mitzvah. Also besides tzedakah. You should not give away more than a fifth of your money. Pasha means to aniyim, to poor people. You shouldn't give more than a fifth of your money to tzedakah to aniyim. And ma'isav echa shabikas of vaz v'yosim mechaymish. There was someone who wanted to give away more than chaymish. So nichal echaveirad, and his friend didn't let him. Wanted Rabbi Shaiv. Rabbi Shaiv didn't let. But amila, a different version of the story is Rabbi Shaiv wanted to give away the money, but nichal echaveirad. Wanted Rabbi Kiva, and that was Rabbi Kiva. But either way, we have this din of Rav Ila, can't give away more than a chaymish. So we're saying that that's really the difference, the machlekes. The Rav Elazar ben Azariah holds that a person has to be careful about his lechosim. He holds like Rav Ila, that you can't give away more than a chaymish. Rav Eliezer, or the first Tanakhama, holds, you're allowed to give, your tzedakah is like chayrim, you're allowed to give everything as long as you don't give all your possessions. As long as you leave over something for yourself, that's enough. Zok the Mishnah Vayta, new Mishnah. We just learned this halacha actually. Hamachrim bitoy benoy ubitoy. If someone makes chayim on his own son or daughter, ba'avdev shivchase evrim, or his own evad ivri om avriya, v'sad meknasay, enim mechramim. It does not work. Shein odom machrim davar shein shalai. He can't be machrim, something that's not his. His daughter and son he doesn't own. Evad ivri you don't own. It's not like evad kanani, you don't own it. And a sada meknasi, or since you have to give it back, a sada meknasi means a sada that you bought from your friend or was his teach, who's a since you have to give it back for your evil, it's not considered that you own it. Look at Mr. Vayt. Da kanem vahalavim, ein machrimim. Only a Yisrael can make a cherim. A kanavim cannot do a cherim. Dear Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Shimon Omer, a kanem ein machrimim. A kanem can't do a cherim shacherim shalem, because the cherim belongs to them. Talking about a cherim and kanem over here. It belongs to them, the cherim. Why? It does not belong to them. I'm a Rebbe, Nirindav Rebbe Yehuda, Bekakais. I agree to Rebbe Yehuda that Leviim can't do a Cherim by Kakais. Why? It says by the Kakais of a Levi, Kachuzas Oilam Hilehem. It has to stay by them forever and they can't give it away. So it can't go to the Kohen. But the Rebbe Shimon Taltlem, Shenach Ramishlam. But I agree to Rebbe Shimon by Leviim that there a Cherim does work and. Like Rav Shimon says, that Leviim works, because they don't get the Cherim. So Matatlim ain't a Cherim Shlehem, so therefore it works by Leviim. That's what Rabbi says, Hachra. So talk to Gemara. We got a Machlekes here, who the Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Yehuda holds that Leviim don't have Cherim. And Rabbi Shimon holds that Leviim does have Cherim. So what's Pshat in the Machlekes here? Rabbi Yehuda, Bishlam Kehanim, Emachrim, I understand, Shacharim, Shlam belongs to them. Leviim, how do you understand Leviim? Bishlam Kehakoyul, Emachrim, the Kemik, Cherim, Ala Karka, Dachsiv, Kechuz, Zoylam, Hulahem. Says that the properties belong to them forever. Let us make a cherim. Why can Levi make a cherim? It doesn't go to them. On Makra, it says in the pasuk by cherim, there's a hekish metatlim to stay achuza. Makish metatlim lekarkoyis. And just like by karkoyis, as the pasuk of kiyachuzas oilam hiloi teaches us that a Levi can't make a cherim on his properties because it has to stay by him forever. The same thing by Metaltlim is a Hekish also, that there's no Cherim on that. So that's from Rabbi Yehuda. So what's from Rabbi Shimon holds by Leviim Cherim works? Rabbi Shimon, Bishlam Kehanim Kedamaro. That doesn't work because it goes to them. And Leviim, Bishlam Metaltlim Lichrim works like the Makkah. She doesn't make the Hekish. And Makakoya Amaya, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, he says the Pasuk by Leviim, by Kakoya, so Leviim, the properties of Leviim that stays with them forever. So how could Rabbi Shimon say that there's a Cherim by Karka, by Leviim? So the Gemara, no, my machrim in the Amid Kama, Matatli. That Rav Shimon says, a cherim works by Levi, means dafka by Matatlim. And he doesn't make a hekesh to Karaka. Right, the Gemara, when Midik Tani Seifa, I'm a Rebbe, Nirim de Rabbi Huda v'Makakoi, I agree to Rabbi Huda's Psaq by Kakoi. So the Rav Shimon Matatli. I agree to Rav Shimon's Psaq by Matatlim, that by Levi it does work. Mechlal, the Rav Shimon v'Makakoi Nami Kama, because if not, Rebbe wouldn't say, I pass like Rav Huda v'Makakoi. Everyone agrees v'Makakoi, by Levi it doesn't work, because it's a pasuk. It sounds like even Rav Shimon argues in that case, because it says Rebbe passes like Rabbi Huda. So the Gemara, how come? Let's say you read by Rebbe. You don't read Rebbe means making a hachra that way. How come? I'm a Rebbe. Nirin divi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, what Yehuda says that by karkoyes, cherim does not work, Rabbi Shimon agrees to that. Nirin divi Yehuda, live Rabbi Shimon, by karkoyes. She'af Rabbi Shimon, because even Rabbi Shimon, nechlak alav, Rabbi Shimon doesn't argue, elam metatlam, only by metatlam. By karkoyes, moidle, but by karka, he is moida to Rabbi Yehuda, that does not work, cherim does not work by a Levi.